Today, almanac publishers and editors throughout the land have been responding to an FBI bulletin issued yesterday. The popular reference books contain all sorts of information, from agricultural statistics to weather trends. The FBI says they could be used by terrorists to assist with target selection and pre-operational planning.
The government warning notes that the use of almanacs or maps may be innocent, but it warns that a person with an almanac who's also engaging in suspicious behavior, such as apparent surveillance, may point to possible terrorist planning.
This has put almanac peddlers on the defensive. One of them, Kevin Seabrook of the World Almanac, says the FBI's warning makes little sense to him.
I was a little surprised, actually, to hear this. I've certainly never thought of us as any kind of a nefarious thing. This is all public information. This is available from government websites. The government is actually one of our biggest contributors of information. And this is all available in libraries, on the internet. I mean, there's no top secret documents here.
Kevin Seabrook's defense of his publication aside, FBI officials are dead serious in warning that terrorists could use almanacs to plan attacks. After all, there are maps and transportation routes and statistics about nuclear power. But Seabrook doesn't see how that poses much of a threat.
There is a chapter, Buildings, Bridges, and Tunnels, and it does have a list of the world's tallest buildings and the tallest buildings in North America and so forth, but certainly there's no schematics or architectural diagrams and not even any pictures of them.
So exactly what facts could fall into the hands of potential terrorists remains a mystery.
Maybe it's there on page 79 of the World Almanac, those statistics on the percentage of high school age students who never wear bicycle helmets. Could that be used to bring America to its knees? In case you were wondering, the figure is 84.7%.
The bad guys could turn to page 605 to pinpoint the highest settlement in this country, Climax, Colorado, and the lowest, Calipatria, California, or the secrets of collective names of animals on page 630. How else to learn it's a cluster of peacocks, a gam of whales, and a bale of turtles?
If all that sounds too innocent, then perhaps the danger from the almanac lies not within its pages, but from the book itself. After all, a 1,000-page hardbound edition of the 2003 World Almanac, released from a great height, could be a formidable weapon, not of mass destruction, but enough to cause a nasty lump.